Masechet Kelim Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalad. In the last Mishnah, we said if we have a Hatzera Kira, the courtyard of the Kira, we spoke about it if it was built into the Kira. Here we'll talk about a case where the courtyard was not attached to the Kira, but was a separate piece. Mishnah says, Hayita Mefureshet Mina Kira, if the courtyard was separate from the Kira, it was not attached. Bizman Shehi Gevoha Shalosh Etzbaot. When the rim is 3 fingers high, it's considered to be its own earthenware utensil, and it becomes tameh through contact and also through its airspace. The courtyard and the kira function together, and therefore the courtyard is treated as part of the kira, even though they're not physically connected, like we saw earlier on in the Masechet, with the courtyard of an oven. So if one becomes tameh, so does the other. Behotamikan o sha'ita halaka tehora. But if it's less than the 3 etzbaot, or if it was completely flat, it's tahor, it does not become tameh at all. Its purpose is to serve together with the kira, and it's too small to be considered its own kira. Therefore, we say it is tahor. Now we'll talk about the status of the feet of the kira. Pitpute kira, the feet attached to the bottom of the kira. Many times it was put directly on the ground, but it had these little feet so that the walls of the kira did not sit directly on the ground. There were normally 3 different feet to the kira to make sure that it kept balanced. So about those feet that were attached to the bottom of the kira, shelosha, when there are 3 of them, shel shalosh etzbaot, and they're 3 fingers high, mitame'im b'maga u'ba'avir, they're considered part of the kira, and they become tameh through contact, direct contact, and also through the airspace. If a sheretz falls inside of the feet, or falls in the space between the feet become tameh, and the kira does as well. Pahot mikan, kol sheken hen teme'in, ba'afilu hen arba'a, but if their height is less than that, then they're certainly considered to be part of the kira and are tameh. And even if there are 4 feet, they become tameh, even though the kira here is, the feet are mounted generally. They only have 3 feet. If they have 4, all of them become tameh as well. We don't say that since one of the feet is extra, it doesn't count at all. No, all of them become tameh.